October 31st, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Dear children, once again, I speak here to direct any agenda you carry in your hearts towards eternal salvation. Do not spend your time on earth towards amassing great wealth, unless, of course, you are sharing it with the unfortunate. Let your hearts be set upon eternity with me in paradise, for that is why each of you was created. Allow me to share this life with you by directing the steps you take and leading you into my paternal heart of divine love. Be united in love. This would be your security. Do not support anyone who has an evil, hidden agenda enclosed in his heart. Be wise in heavenly wisdom as to the choices you make in this earthly life. At your judgment, you will be held accountable for each one. Pray before you choose. The Holy Spirit will enlighten you as to what the human eye does not see. Do not be misled with false promises and lies. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. Continue to serve me in small ways. Then, when bigger choices need to be made, you will not be misled. I am with you always, unless you turn away from me through bad choices, careless choices, in which case I continually call you back to me in divine love." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 6 through 13. "Let no one deceive you with empty words, for it is because of these things that the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not associate with them. For once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is a shame even to speak of the things that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. For anything that becomes visible is light." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.